We're from Australia, so we apologise for our accent. We don't speak English in Australia. We're currently the directors of the ESM, the Emmanuel School of Mission in Rome, and we're very happy to mention that Samuel Sieber is here. He's the director of Alto Ting. So. There are two other schools apart from Rome and Alto Ting, obviously the school here in Paralamonial, and another school in Manila in the Philippines. And we're very fortunate to have a reasonable selection of past students from the ESMs, from the four ESMs, here today with us on stage. So they're going to pray for us, and they're also going to pray for the translators who need to translate from Australian into other languages. We would like to just begin, as we like to, with a simple prayer, a prayer you know fairly well, I'm sure, just to ask the Lord to really speak to us so that we're able to speak to you, to tell you the things you need to hear, and also that you might be open to hearing what the Lord wants to say to you. So we just pray the Hail Mary.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
So the topic of our talk is Jesus Answers Our Thirst, but we prefer the title Jesus Christ, the Thirst Quencher. So yesterday, Isabel spoke about our desires, how even if we don't realise it, we are all thirsting for Christ. We were made to thirst for him. So that this means that no matter what else we do, obtain or accomplish in our lives, we will never be satisfied unless we come to Jesus, because he is the thirst quencher.
Okay, so we'd like to go through now and just explain what we're going to go through. First of all, we are going to talk about the call that Jesus places on our hearts, and then we'll look at what we do with that call. So we look at how we follow Jesus, but then naturally, because we follow Jesus, we're called to proclaim Jesus. So we'll look at each of those aspects. And we'll also hear during this talk some testimonies from people who've taken concrete steps to be able to answer God's call, and hopefully that will help us to receive encouragement to take some steps of our own. Now, we're going to just try something right now. We're going to try and play a video, so just bear with us.
Pour toi.